Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. Today is another series of where I'm recording on my phone, and I'm loving this series because it feels even more intimate than it already usually does. And today I want to talk about how awakening is a series of softenings. So as we awaken to our heart, to the deep, deep love that is within us, that is oftentimes hidden or suppressed through old pains, old wounds, old fears, and old blocks that we have stored in our bodies. Underneath that, there is such an unlimited amount of love that we have for ourselves, for others, and for life. And like, we truly are love at the core and underneath all of those wounds. And the thing is, even those wounds are actually love, but until we start to peel back those layers of old conditioning, of trauma, of fear, of shame, we will always feel like that shame is working against us, even though even the shame or those blocks are actually pathways to discover the deeper love that is within us and to love ourselves even more and to be even more softer with ourselves. So there's this saying that awakening is a series of softenings, right? Like softening into your heart. And every time we have tension in our body, or every time we feel tension towards a new thing, oftentimes, if not almost, not always, but oftentimes what it is inviting us into is to soften our breath, to exhale louder, to release our shoulders, and to come back home to ourselves and look at that block or that fear or the thing or that tension that is coming up. Look at that tension with a fresh perspective and with an open heart, with a deeper connection with yourself. And as we look at the fears that are coming up with a deeper connection with ourselves, we will see that tension differently, right? Like when tension and fear is coming up and we're like, okay, I'm never gonna make it, this is so hard, when we're in those stories, we are slowly working against ourselves. But when that tension is coming up and that fear is coming up and even those anxious feelings are coming up, if we can create a moment of connection with ourselves and our breath and our hearts, we can, first of all, connect with ourselves. We can slowly regulate ourselves a bit, and then we can see the problem or the obstacle or the tension with a fresh, new, different perspective. It's like when arguments arise in relationships, you probably have heard the saying that it's never you against your partner, but it's like you and your partner together against the problem. And I don't like saying against, like just you and your partner working together to resolve that issue. And the same also goes with you and your body, you and your heart, you and yourself against that problem. You and yourself working together to resolve the issue or the tension that is coming up. And another thing I really want to share is, instead of tensing up to the problem, what if you allowed yourself to be gentle with yourself and to be tender, to be softer with it, and to let your intuition penetrate the problem? And this, like these three sentences that I just said, are from Richard Rudd. He is the one who created or channeled the Gene Keys. Gene Keys are, I like to say that they go even deeper into human design. It's like the different numbers that you see on your human design chart. If you go deeper, those numbers are the Gene Keys. And I've been reading just the last book of his series. He has like three books on it. And I've been really, really liking it. And if you want to dive deeper into it, you can Google Gene Keys. There's a free chart. It's really complicated in the beginning, but it takes some time to like understand what is what and what does what mean. And there he was talking about this whole thing of like, if we tense up towards problems, we just create more friction, we just create more resistance. But if we can soften our breath, and like I'm saying what he was saying with my own words to it as well, and that like if you look at the problem with a soft heart, with a deep breath, and like soften into it, you will oftentimes feel that it's not even that big. And oftentimes all of those obstacles are beautiful reminders for us to come back home to our breath and to our heart. Now, living from our heart is one of the most beautiful and fulfilling and enriching thing. And when there's a lot of trauma and a lot of blocks in your body, like especially in the beginning, it feels really hard. It feels maybe even fake to just live from your heart. It might even feel just like weird or like almost not possible, because those deep traumas, those big blocks, they are wanting to be resolved. And we do that with deep work. We do that with somatic healing. That's the work that I do with one-to-one clients and in the soul retreat. And as we are working on rewriting those traumas, past memories, and those inner stories, that's how we slowly create the habit of living from our heart and creating this different relationship of softening and of peeling away those layers with love, not with force. And the following, what I'm going to say, is also in his book, The Pearl Sequence. I don't remember if it is in the book specifically or if it is what one of the numbers that I have in my chart were saying. But so what he was saying is, and that's what I fully stand behind and what I like fully preach and live as well, is living in the present moment is where we find the fulfillment we've been looking for. Our hearts relax when they are allowed to open in layers rather than feeling pressured to open at once. So even when we do the work of trauma healing, of somatic healing, of working with the inner stories and beliefs that are coming up, instead of like forcing yourself to need to resolve it right away, we do that in layers, with steps, with one breath at a time. And I feel like one of the reasons why when I work with one-to-one with clients, even if I sometimes just do one session with them afterwards, they have a complete shift. And the reason why that happens is not because I forced them to change within one session, but it's because they have the time that they need and want during that one session to change within layers and with steps and with one breath at a time. And continuing what he says is literally what we live by and guide you through in the tantric practices that I share, is that the healing of your deeper wounds allows you to open your heart and experience your original purity and innocence. That is literally what tantra is all about. It's about coming back home to the innocence of your heart and your body and enjoying life like a little child that had the best childhood ever is experiencing life. This is what tantra is about. Tantra is not just about sex and this and that, but it's literally about coming back home to the innocence of your heart and of your spirit and seeing life as this beautiful thing and experiencing the universe and God and life through every moment with presence, right? Coming back to that, what he was saying in the beginning, that living in the present moment is where we find the fulfillment that we've been looking for. This is literally all that tantra is about. And he continues to say, your heart will open as you soften your belly, softening the tension and tightness you're holding on to in your belly, the pain you're holding on to in your solar plexus, with the solar plexus thing, that's what I added, and softening your solar plexus first. So the reason why we breathe so deeply into our bellies, especially in the beginning of all retreats, all workshops, all one-to-one sessions, is to start to soften up the diaphragm and to soften up the belly, to like actually allow the air into the belly, allowing that grounding breath to access you. Our grounding for women, it happens in our womb. And if you don't have a womb, or for men, we have an energetic womb that's just like in front of the womb. And that's where our power lies. That's where our grounding lies. So breathing deeply into your belly is not just grounding and adding more air and relaxing you, but it's softening up. It's slowly softening up the tension that we're holding in our belly. And they say that all major physical systems can be accessed through the belly. So when we breathe into our belly, it creates this ripple effect through all body parts and in all areas of our bodies. And as we soften the tension in our belly, we can also soften to our heart more, right? And when I think about a few years ago, when I still had so much shame for my belly, I would always like pull my belly in. Like I would always squeeze my belly when walking around and like, you know, like try to like make my belly smaller. And that was also representing me trying to be smaller in every moment. But I was always like squeezing. And so my belly became really hard. Of course, it's important to have strong ab muscles, but if we keep pulling our belly in all the time, it can also lead to vaginal pain and pain during sex after years, over time, because it's not healthy for us to keep pulling the muscles in like that. And it creates tension in our body, right? It creates so much tension in our body. And if we keep pulling it in all day during the day, we are signaling to our bodies, hey, there's tension here. I have to hold on to something here. I cannot let go and I am not safe. So you can observe, where are you holding on to tension in your body, and continuously remind yourself to exhale and soften that part, and exhale your belly and soften your belly and soften the tension that you're holding in your belly and in those other body parts. So there's a practice that I used to do, especially when I was new in the feminine embodiment energy journey. And what I would do is I would observe my body throughout the day when I was going to work or whatever. I would observe my body and see, where am I holding on to tension? And for me, it was always in the shoulders, like tightening up my shoulders. So as soon as I had the awareness of that, I would like relax, exhale, and like drop my shoulders. And then a few minutes later, I would find myself having tension in my shoulders again. And then I would again exhale and release the tension. And so I would just keep reminding myself over and over again. And with time, I released that tension. And it was such a fun game, especially for me, because for me, I was asking myself, like, where am I not in my feminine right now? And where am I holding on to tension? So whenever I would like feel my shoulders tightening up again, I would relax them, and it would feel like my feminine, my inner feminine, was relaxing into my own inner masculine. It felt like I was surrendering and softening and letting go and trusting my own inner masculine to hold me and to take care of me and protect me enough. And so we want to continue to live more from our heart and to continuously ask ourselves, where can I soften? Where can I let go and surrender? And again, this practice that I just shared, where can I relax into my inner masculine even more? And maybe there will be some trust issues or some awareness around where you haven't been able to fully trust your inner masculine or the external masculine in your life. And that again is going to show you where you can strengthen your trust and rewrite your stories around trust even more and feel even more safe in your heart and living from your heart and living from your soul and softening into this deep alignment of living in true alignment with your heart, with your body, and what you want. Feeling more comfortable and embodied in your feminine energy also means strengthening your inner masculine. Because if you only strengthen your inner feminine, there won't be a balance anymore, right? Like, you will feel like your inner masculine cannot hold you enough. And when you think about your lover not being able to hold you, not being able to hold your feminine power and your big feminine energy, oftentimes that feels like a big turnoff for us women. So if with an external masculine, that would feel like a turnoff, it can also feel like a turn off in our inner own masculine. So let's strengthen both our inner feminine and our inner masculine and focus on opening our hearts even more and living from our hearts and living this heart-based life. And the last thing I want to share today, which is also in the Pearl sequence in what Richard Rudd was writing, is he said, be willing to play the full role your soul chose to come here to play. Your work is the extension of your higher purpose, and your higher purpose starts with opening your heart. Express your love to your work and to your higher purpose. And this is so true. Like, when you're sharing your soul's work, when you're sharing from your heart and from your soul, and especially when you're sharing your work from your soul, you're revealing more of your heart, right? You're revealing more of your soul. You're being seen more. And there's this vulnerability that the state of vulnerability in which you enter. And if there's a lot of pain that you're holding on to in your heart, it won't feel safe to share your soul and your higher purpose. And then very likely you won't do it. You will find excuses or reasons to postpone doing it. So sharing our purpose, sharing what our soul came here to share, it does really start with opening your heart, working on the layers of walls of protection that we have around our love and around our heart, and also releasing the layers of protection that we have in our body, in our emotional body, around different blocks we might be holding. So as you slowly release them, step by step, with love, with acceptance, with one breath at a time, we start to peel away the layers that aren't us, and we feel more like ourselves again. And there's no way for us to not shine our light, to not be ourselves, to not share our higher purpose with others. So this has been a lot. Awakening is a series of softenings. Softening your heart, softening your breath, softening your body, softening the armors and layers of protection that we've built up, and developing the trust and courage to live from our heart fully in every moment, even and especially when that means being more vulnerable and revealing more of our naked heart, naked soul to others and to ourselves. I hope you liked today's episode, and if you want to dive deeper into these topics, this is what we're doing in the Soul Retreat. We're opening up our voice, we're opening up our self-expression, we're releasing the layers of pain, of hurt, of trauma, of fear and shame and old emotional and energetic blocks that we have in our heart, in our body, that are keeping us from truly expressing ourselves and being the way we want to be. I'm so excited for this retreat. It's going to be such a beautiful and epic one. If you want to learn more, you can click the link in the show notes or the link in my bio on Instagram at soulcoachnikira, or go to anandwayoflife.com/2024-retreat. Thank you, and I cannot wait to see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram, and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.